Tina, Tina Turner. Even when she for a burner, the key lay like walking. You know that it's on the furnace, but bitch, you beat it. Had the barn, she fucking no beat it, but if you wallet, key lay like walking. You know that it's on the furnace, Tina, Tina, Tina Turner. Even when she for a burner, the key lay like walking. You know that it's on the furnace, but bitch, you beat it. Had the barn, she fucking no beat it, but if you wallet.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Cody.
This is Kyle.
And we are back at it for the NFC North podcast.
Oh man, last and final.
Yes, thank you for listening to all of our division rundowns.
Yes, yes.
After this, it is game time. We're talking preseason football, and before you know it, we're going to start talking the regular season. So it's underway. No further ado. Carl, we got the Bears coming up. What does Vegas have them at, and what do you have them at?
Vegas got the Bears at 7.5. Okay. Last year, they were 6-10. My pick this year is 8-8. They have the top three easiest schedule. They lost a lot of close games last year. And they improved defensively. I like their additions of Danny Trevathan, and they also added Jarrell Freeman. They lost Matt Forte to your Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this year they're going to be a running back by committee because Langford can't catch.
He
got
cannot.
Stone hands.
He's got no hands.
No hands.
The ostrich.
No hands. So they lost Martellus Bennett. Sorry.
There you
that
go.
Came out and said Jay Cutler couldn't get him open.
He said
he
would throw in a double coverage. That'd be wide open.
Oh, yeah. Throw the double coverage. Sorry for that. Sorry.
It's okay. We forgive you. So that's interesting. 8-8. I actually have them at 8-8 as well.
Uh-huh.
This team is really interesting. They kind of changed their entire culture around.
Yeah.
They had no defense, and they relied on a really pass-happy offense with Alshon, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, Matt Forte.
Yeah.
There was a time when it was a really dangerous offense that could keep up with the Packers, but a lot of things went wrong. A lot of those players left. Half of them went to my New York Jets where they're balling out. So I have them at 8-8, but the defense is really good now, so that's why I like them a lot to compete in this division, where a lot of the other divisions aren't as strong.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you have for the offensive MVP?
The offensive MVP is going to be Alshon, Jumpman Jeffries, if he could stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's already hurt during training camp, got a hamstring injury. Like, come on, dude. Like, what are you doing?
He's fat. He's always had issues with weight, and he's always been out of shape. Happened in South Carolina, too.
But if you can stay healthy, I'm going with him.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have anything much going for them. I mean, we have yet to see what Kevin White could do, but he's also a fast one.
Yeah.
And he could jump and get up there, too. And then I'm not going to go with Eddie Royals. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good choice. I mean, Alshon's a top receiver still.
Yeah.
We'll see about Kevin White. For me, it's Zach Miller.
Okay.
When Martellus was out or when he was hurt, he stepped in and he had some huge games.
There's like 15 Zach Millers in the league.
Yeah. I mean, he was the one that balled out in Oakland a while ago.
Yeah.
He's really athletic. Or was he one in Seattle?
That's what I'm saying.
They were both kind of good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think you're Oakland.
Wait, I think it's the same person.
Yeah, it might be. No.
All right. All Zach Millers, I apologize. But
we're going with the Bears.
Yeah, we're doing good. So he's my offensive MVP. He's really athletic, and I think he's going to add an underrated element to this offense that Martellus, as good as he was often hurt, and he kind of disappeared as the season went on, too.
Yeah.
So I like Zach Miller a lot in this offense.
Yeah.
Who do you got for defense?
Oh, man, the year before this year, they had they signed Pernell McPhee.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going with Pernell McPhee, man.
Great
pick. He's just a good linebacker, and I think with that addition with Jarrell Freeman and Danny Trevathan, I think it's going to be crazy. I just want to see how all three play together.
Yeah, those are some three really good linebackers. I have Trevathan. He's one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah.
He's such a good cover linebacker,
mm-hmm.
which is really important when you're facing against Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers twice a year.
Yeah.
I just like this defense a lot. I think they made some strides. They drafted well.
But the secondary is horrible.
They're not good at cornerback. I like Adrian Amos, the safety they drafted 2 years ago. He had a really solid year. But I like this front seven and what they're doing, and I think this team is going in the right division, especially at linebacker.
Actually, they have one of the Fulham brothers at the cornerback position.
He's not good, though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
All right. Anyways, who do you have for the Lions? What does Vegas have them at?
Vegas prediction is at 7.
Okay.
Last year, it was 7-9. My prediction is going to be 6-10 this year. They lost Calvin Moslem Johnson. They added Marvin Jones and Anquan Boldin. They're just going to be doing a lot of throws underneath, and don't know if that's going to work. They don't really have a solid running back. I'm not a fan of Amir Abdullah.
Yeah.
I don't think he could be a workhorse. So, I don't know. And then Theo Reddick is really pretty much a back to catch balls out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So, I don't see how this is going to work.
Yeah, I have him at 7-9. Kind of the same reason. I think there's some players I really like on this team, but
yeah, especially deep soccer.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't know how I feel about them as a team to compete with either the Vikings or the Packers. This team doesn't really seem like they're gonna get many wins against either of those squads. So for that, I'm a 7-9.
But they do have weapons.
They definitely do. Yeah, so do on with that, who do you have for offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP is gonna be Golden Tate.
Okay.
For a simple fact.
The third.
Golden Tate the third. For the simple fact that him and Stafford, they have a strong chemistry with one another. So I'm going with Golden Tate.
Yeah. For me, it's going to be Eric Ebron.
Okay. Yeah, he's coming on.
I think he's really going to make some strides now that Calvin's gone.
Yeah.
He's super athletic. He really came into his own last year. I think he's going to fit in well, especially with these other receivers. They have Marvin Jones and they have Golden Tate the third. I think both of them really work the underneath routes. I could see Eric Ebron kind of handling up the seam routes and kind of find some openings with all the commotion going on underneath. So I like him a lot this year. Can't block for shit, but he's a really good pass catching tight end, so I think he's going to emerge. Who do you have for defensive MVP?
I thought I'd never say this, but there's another Ezekiel, but it's not Elliott. It's definitely going to be Ansa, Ziggy, a.k.a. Ziggy.
Mm-hmm.
Last year he had 47 total tackles, 14.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. I like him. He's a good guy on the line. He's also
a good guy. That's so nice of you.
He's a good player.
He's a good guy.
He's
a nice guy.
He's a good skill player. He's a good skill player.
I know him personally. I call him Ziggy.
He's gonna do his thing.
All right, cool. No, I mean he's probably the best 4-3 defensive end going into this year.
Yeah.
He really emerged from remember they picked Deion Jordan ahead of him, and then Barcavius Mingo like directly after him too.
Yeah,
there was a big debate about who was gonna be the best of the three because Ziggy Ansah is from Ghana.
He didn't play football
until I think he was like in college, and he just came on. He had like one season where he had 4 sacks, but there was so much potential that the Lions took him. I think 6 overall, and now he's a phenomenal player. So,
he's the man.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Mine's gonna be the linebacker Levy.
Okay. He's coming back.
DeAndre Levy. Now. Yeah, he's super athletic. Yeah. He's a really good linebacker. Fantastic beard. But he had a Pro Bowl season the year before, and then he got hurt. But I expect him to have a bounce back season and really man the middle of the field.
Okay.
Who do you have for the Green Bay Packers? What's your record for them? What does Vegas have them at?
Vegas have them at 10.5.
Okay.
Last year they were 10-6. My prediction is that they're gonna go over. They're gonna be 11-5.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, we finally have the team with the easiest schedule in the NFL league. It's definitely the Green Bay Packers. They're favored in 14 games. 2 in the last 2 pick-ems. They get Jordy White Man Ken Jump Nelson back. Eddie P90X Lacy is back after shredding a lot of weight. I think that's going to do wonders for his game. And it gives receivers like Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, chance to go back into their normal role. And I think they're going to do a lot of things. They also added Jared Cook in this offseason. He never had a good quarterback like Aaron Rodgers.
Let that boy cook.
Yes. I like that. So I think Aaron Rodgers is going to utilize him in a very special way. So there you go. Jared Cook is their best tight end on that roster.
Yeah. I have them at 10-6. I like a lot of things in their offense. Offensive line needs to step it up. I'm not sold on the running game, but mm-hmm. the passing game is going to be so good that it'll just carry them into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I like this team a lot. Who do you have for the offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP, the one and only Aaron Rodgers. Who else? You can't pick anybody else.
Best quarterback in the league.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league.
He's the best quarterback in the league.
Okay, yeah.
Me, I have Randall Cobb. I think Jordy coming back is going to allow Randall to do what he does best.
Yeah.
Let's get separation.
Okay.
He'll find different ways to use him.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jeff Janis, too. I think he really came on in his own in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have a role for himself, too, with Ty Montgomery as well.
Okay.
With all these players who are going to demand attention.
Let me ask you something. You think Ty Montgomery is going to beat out Devontae Adams?
He's better. Davante Adams couldn't catch for shit last year. Davante Adams was really bad. So I hope they don't utilize him. I'd rather them see Giannis and Montgomery get some more snaps.
Okay.
Also, Jared Cook, like you mentioned, is going to really make some waves this year.
Yeah.
Having a speedy tight end like that who's almost a receiver. Jared Cook is really fast.
Exactly.
But he's only been on the Titans and the Rams, so he's never really had a good quarterback.
Oh.
But now he's going to have the best quarterback. So we're going to put him in a position where he's going to make a ton of plays.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be shocked if he has like 6 or 7 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, I like that pickup.
Yeah. Who do you have for defensive MVP?
Man, let me see here. They lost Casey Hayward. I still think they have a solid secondary with Sam Shields leading the way. I like their rookies from last year, Demaryius Randle and Quentin Rollins. They definitely show some promise. And they got Morgan Burnett and Ha-Ha Clint Dix, man, in the middle of the field, in the back end. I'm going to go with Clay Matthews for the simple fact that all I've been hearing is he's going back into his normal position.
Yeah, why did they move him? That was silly to me.
The position where he made a name for himself.
Yeah.
So they're going to put him back outside.
Where he like, almost set records.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that was silly. I'm definitely going with Clay Matthews. I think he's going to do his thing.
Yeah, I mean, Clay's incredible. Just for someone else, the player I'm picking you named is Quentin Rollins.
Okay.
It's a really cool story. He played college basketball as a point guard his whole career.
Yeah.
Got his grad degree and played quarterback,
mm-hmm.
I think at Northern Illinois. Some red school. Maybe I was wrong. Either way, he balled out, went to the Senior Bowl, had a great Senior Bowl. I think they picked him up 4th or 5th, and he had a lot of interceptions last year. Mm-hmm. Immediately came into his own. Just a crazy athlete.
They draft well, man.
They draft really well. They got to start signing free agents, so they're too stubborn. So, who do you have as for the Vikings? What does Vegas have in that? What do you got them at?
Oh, man. Vikings, they definitely didn't surprise many of us. Definitely, the defense is good. But record prediction, 9.5 for Vegas. Last year, they were 11-5. My prediction is for them to have 11-5 record, and they're going to be battling Green Bay for the winning division again. Got to remember, folks. Last year, it wasn't the Vikings' fault, but we're going to blame everything on Blair Walsh, whatever his damn last name is.
That's his last name.
Yeah, okay. We're going to blame it on him, man. He missed the field goal for them to advance further into the playoffs. We don't know their true potential. We don't know what could have happened, but damn, that sucks. They have one of the best upcoming defenses, if not already one of the best defenses. I love Anthony Barr. I love Eric Kendricks. Everson Griffin is coming. He's wrecking shop. I don't know, man. I like the Vikings a lot defensively. And offensively, they got AP. You know he's going to do his thing. And then, yeah, Teddy Bridgewater is just doing what the coach is asking of for him to do. And he's doing it to a T.
Teddy Bridgewater fucking sucks.
Yeah, you're mad.
He's the only reason
why
why this team full of fucking studs isn't going to be 14-2.
Like, he's doing what the coaches asked him
to
do.
He's not good. Teddy Bridgewater is not a good quarterback. He had 16 touchdowns and 16 interceptions last year.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
16 touchdowns, 16
interceptions. 8 interceptions. Still one of them.
No.
He was not good. He threw like a crazy low.
Yo, but he's doing what the coaches are asking him to do,
which is not turn it over.
Adrian Peterson had the 3rd most rushing attempts in his career last year.
I don't
3rd most.
Okay.
So they ran the ball.
He also fumbles when the game's
on
the line.
In the NFL.
When the game's on the line, he also fumbles. He fumbles it away. I don't like this team. If they had a better quarterback, they'd be my Super Bowl team.
Because
the rest of this team is so talented.
All right. Last year, when Teddy Bridgewater was a rookie, they won 6 games. He only played 13. They were 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as this year, and remember, AP only played 1 game because of the situation he had last year. So they come in this year, the following year, and then what happened? AP's back. They win 11 games. Like, come on.
They also emerge into, like, the best defense in the NFL. Like,
yeah.
They're going to be incredible.
Yeah,
they're going to help
them
a lot, too. So, let's not give Teddy too much credit. He just didn't ruin it.
I mean,
but
he's doing what the
coach
is asking him to do. He's doing what the coach is asking him to do.
They need
he's
to
not
get,
turn, he's a good game manager.
And it's
let's put it that way. A good game manager.
Okay, that's all. He's average. So, that's cool. Like, I just I don't like these weak-arm quarterbacks. I don't like Alex Smith. I don't like Teddy Bridgewater. I don't like quarterbacks that are just getting by.
Yeah, but
if
that's
you
your
to,
opinion, though.
No,
we're
because,
going facts.
No, I'm going
facts,
facts that a quarterback like that hasn't won in the NFL.
But they didn't lose the playoff game because of him.
Okay,
they lost
so
because of their kicker.
They're
going to
beat Carolina.
Understand.
They're
going to
beat Carolina in Carolina the next round. Like, they lose
so
that
what? Like you said, they have a good defense. They could have put that defense against Carolina, and you never know what could have happened. Look what Broncos did to Carolina. They beat them with a weak arm Peyton Manning.
The Broncos have a much better defense than the Vikings last year.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, who do you have for the offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP, I'm going with AP.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, they lean on the run a lot, and he's just going to have a lot of carries, and he's going to do what AP does best. And also, folks, you got to remember, he's getting up there in age, mm-hmm. and he's been talking a lot of smack, talking about he doesn't like the training camp, it's boring, and he feels like he's going to retire soon. So, never know. Could be his last season if he does good things.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see about that. He needs to chill, though. For me, offensive MVP, I wish they had more skill position players. They did get Laquon Treadwell, but we'll see what happens with that. But,
yeah.
I mean, I like Stephon Diggs. Kyle Rudolph is the kind of player that, like, you think is going to do good every year.
Every
and he
year.
Never fucking does.
Real life and fantasy.
Exactly. so, for me, it's Stephon Diggs just because he's the most proven thing they have.
Yeah.
He's a really good slot receiver underneath. He took a break for a few games and didn't really produce, but when he came on and then towards the end of the season, he was also really productive. I liked him a lot in Maryland.
Yeah.
He's a really shifty receiver. Because Teddy can't throw farther than 20 yards. He's really important. He has to get out of those, like, quick out routes and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, so. Actually, I agree with you. He definitely has trouble throwing the deep ball.
You know what it is? And, like, I'm not talking shit. He just has, like, really small hands. And because of it, he's not able to throw it as far. It's, like, it's sucks because they were in Minnesota, and there were some games he just threw some ducks. And
yeah,
it's like,
but you got to remember,
it's like,
they were playing outdoor. This year, they're going indoor.
Yeah, I know.
And
that.
I think that's going to help a lot.
But they're,
and you're going to see them.
They're going to be in Lambeau and, like, what's he going to do? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're going to be in Lambeau in December, and they're going to be down by 7, and there's going to be 2 minutes left, and, like, Teddy's on the 30.
Yeah.
No one is afraid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? No
won,
one
they,
is afraid.
They won a lot of games because Teddy brought them in. They had a lot of close games last year. Teddy definitely did bring them back into some games, man. You can't sleep on Teddy.
I'm
you
comatose.
Sleep.
The defense, I'm woke. But I'm comatose for the fucking
defensive MVP, man. I had Anthony Barr.
Okay.
I
love him. He's
yeah,
so good. They drafted so good on defense.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's just funny that they brought in his teammate last year, Eric Kendrick, from UCLA. Now they just have a good core.
I just need to rant about the Vikings defense for a second. If you think about the players, their GM has done so well, and Zimmer has come in there and completely changed the culture,
yeah.
and they've immediately become a crazy good defense. And the players they brought in, Sharif Floyd,
I remember
Everson
that.
Griffin,
yep.
Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith,
yep.
like these players, Rhodes, Xavier Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
these players are all under 26. And they're all...
And they still got Captain Munderland and Terrence
yeah,
Newman.
Yeah.
These vets that
who
can
are
still
helping
play.
Them.
Yeah.
And Brian Robinson, Chad Greenway, a bunch
oh,
of players
yeah.
who are like just like above average players who are helping mentor these guys who are just studs.
Yeah.
These players, Anthony Barr, Harrison Smith is probably... He's a top safety. He's
yeah.
a top safety. I watched this crazy thing about how they utilize him. And he just is like an incredible blitzer. He's great in coverage.
Yeah.
He's a really good run blocker, stopper too. He's just an all-around safety. He plays like Polamalu. I like him a lot. And Everson Griffin has just become a monster, too. But Anthony Barr, I think, is going to be the best player for this defense.
Yes.
And I think he's going to emerge
next
into,
up.
Like, one of the best players defensively in the NFL in a few
yeah.
years. Just what he does athletically. It's just,
I agree.
There's no one else that can do it. He reminds me of, like, very young, faster Julius Peppers. Like, he is just, like, his size, with his athleticism, no one else can do it. So,
we agree. Same defensive player.
I was going to choose Harrison Smith, but I got caught. But yeah, no, Anthony Barr. Yeah.
Anthony Barr, let's go.
Anyways, who do you have for offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP for the division, you know what I mean? Got to go with A-Rod.
Okay.
There's no other choice.
Yeah.
He's the obvious choice.
Yeah, I mean.
So if you go against that, I don't know what you're smoking.
Well, no, I'm not against that.
Yeah.
That's loud. I'm not going against that. But what I will say is just that, you know, just to add another player who I think should have a really good season. Is going to be Eric Ebron. I think,
okay.
I said it before, I think he's really going to emerge this year. I like him a lot.
If Cody's in your fantasy league, watch out. He's picking Eric Ebron.
I opted out myself. I chose not to participate in fantasy football this year.
Yeah.
I'm focusing more on myself. Staying low and building.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on the podcast.
Yeah.
And work with my Jets, so I'll be fine. Who do you have for defensive MVP?
Defensive MVP, we just spoke about him in length. I'm going with Anthony Barr.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So what about you?
I got Claymaker. I think he's going to come back to his natural position and
yeah.
have 15 sacks.
Yeah.
That defense is trash.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a lot of players. But, I mean, Clay Maker's just one of the best players in the NFL. Crazy, he was a walk-on in college. How nuts is that?
No, he's another one that comes from a line of football players.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he does. It's true. So who do you have winning the division?
I got the Green Bay Packers winning. Jordy Nelson is back. I got them, even if they have a tied record with Minnesota, I just think Green Bay is going to win.
Yeah, I have the Packers too.
Yeah.
I think the Packers and the Vikings are both going to be 10-6.
So all you Chiefs fan out there, simmer down.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I think they're both going to be have the same record, but I think ultimately the Packers are just a better team because their offense. Like I said, the scenario, they're in Lambeau or if they're in Minnesota, I think in a pressure situation, I trust Aaron Rodgers over anyone, but especially Teddy.
Yeah.
So I've seen Aaron Rodgers go against better defenses and the Vikings and succeed.
Aaron Rodgers fell off last year. Like, they had a 10-6 record.
Yeah.
Because the Jordy wasn't there. And then, Lacy, he wasn't.
Offensive line took a hit, too. But
yeah,
they'll be back next year. So
definitely going to win the division.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we're in agreement. Guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
That was a roundup of all the divisions. So please look forward to us going back to that 2 months from now when we're doing podcasts and crazy predictions that didn't come true.
we definitely going to keep those on record.
Some people are saying the Dolphins are going to make the playoffs.
Some people are saying Oakland's going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Another person saying Jaguars going to make the playoffs.
It's true.
Another person said Bortles going to have more TDs than Luck.
Yeah.
I remember all of this.
I did
another person said Saints, pound, hashtag 5-11, hashtag pull that nation. We remember everything. Don't worry.
We remember both guests, Cody and Carlos, which are two of the players. So
yes.
We'll revisit that. Folks, thanks for listening. Please subscribe. Have a good day.
I'm Carl.
Cody. We're out.
It's the motherfucking remix. This is what happens on the field when I be spitting. Mike Vick's beat. Drew Brees' decision. Paolo Mountain Power. Ocho decision. Michael Strahan and more sack collision.